This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bob Dane of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. We want to get his insights on a couple of initiatives, one in the state of Maine, one in the state of California, that would allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. And Bob, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be back with you, Greg. Thank you.
Well, the idea here, whether it's school board or local politics, is that, you know, if these people may not be citizens, but they have kids in the schools, so they should have a voice here. Obviously, the other side says there is a reason that only citizens should be able to vote. Where is FAIR coming down on this question?
Well, the argument for doing this, you know, they've been saying that non-citizens are, you know, disenfranchised if they can't vote. But, you know, disenfranchised means that someone is denied a legal right. There is no legal right for non-citizens to vote. So obviously it's a circular argument right out of the gate. Now, let's not put the cart in front of the horse. Immigrants have always and should continue going through their five-year waiting period. They need to become citizens and then vote. Otherwise, you're going to have people voting who have very limited knowledge of how the society works, little to no stake in it. Plus, Greg, you'd be stripping away a major incentive these people would have to become naturalized citizens, and ultimately we're creating yet another roadblock to the goal of helping immigrants assimilate.
Bob, what's the chance or danger, I guess, of a slippery slope here? In other words, if you let some non-citizens vote, even if they're here legally and perhaps going through the process of naturalization or citizenship, that eventually, if you let this foot in the door, then eventually anyone who's here legally, illegally, or otherwise would be then demanding a right to vote.
Well, of course, you know, this is just one step short of providing illegal aliens the right to vote. You know, look, it's part of an organized effort to whittle away at all immigration laws, and it is a bit of a deja vu. The Obama health care bill signed last year, a lot of folks don't realize that scrapped the five-year waiting period that legal immigrants have before they can access federal means-tested benefits. So they're going to get health care from the day they enter the country. And now there's an effort to extend instantaneous voting rights to non-citizens. So, yes, it is the road to amnesty. Obviously, the next step will be a broad effort to include illegal aliens. I mean, the concept of earning privileges is quickly being replaced by expectations of instantaneous entitlements for new arrivals.
Bob, in terms of how FAIR is going about this, are you active in the campaigns against these initiatives? And how, if so, how are you countering, obviously, the human interest argument that these are oftentimes poor people who still need a stake in the system, that sort of thing?
Well, we you know, as a nonprofit, nonpartisan, we tend to shy away from elections and issues during election times. But it, certainly, this is, you know, it's part of our broad educational initiatives for the public to understand that voting is a cherished, really a cherished right. The question ultimately for Americans is how we help immigrants assimilate and succeed, and how we help them acquire these basic building blocks of forging an American identity, and giving out the privileges to vote as if they were parking passes to non-citizens. Before they finish their naturalization process, it only demeans citizenship. And in a way, Greg, it's sort of watering down the very thing which immigrants seek to achieve, and that is American citizenship. I mean, our American community has the right to define the standards of membership in our society, including the right to reserve voting only for citizens. As members of this, the American community, I think we have a right, we have an obligation to expect of those that we've invited to join us to demonstrate a modicum of attachment and commitment to the society and to be trusted with helping others make decisions. So that, you know, this probationary naturalization period has always allowed that, the five-year waiting period. It would be a shame to scrap that. If it does get scrapped, we're right back to, you know, your previous question is that, yes, the next step would be illegal aliens.
You brought up assimilation, Bob, and so when you talk about the differences, say, between the great immigration of the late 19th century, early 20th century, and now, a lot of folks like to point out that there was a great desire to assimilate then that's not necessarily there now. Is that overblown, or do you sense that a great deal?
No, you know, one of the big differences between the waves of immigration years ago and the waves of immigration now is that, you know, years ago you didn't have the safety net of welfare. You had to come in. You had to assimilate. You had to learn the language and succeed. Otherwise, you pretty much had to go home. The federal government, big government, was not there to help you. Nowadays, we have the welfare net, and we're extending instantaneous and inappropriate benefits to those who have not yet earned it or are entitled to it. But the other thing, too, is that we're in a very high-tech society requiring value-added skills, so that need for assimilation is stronger now than ever before.
Bob, I don't know if you've gotten a real good handicap on these races, but what are you expecting on November 2nd? Will these pass or not?
You know, if either one or the other or both pass, they're probably going to be challenged at the state level because the both the Maine state and the California state constitution prohibit this. So, you know, this is the first step of a long legal process. It's more symbolic in nature than it is with any immediate full effect.
So much to follow on election night, and these are two more issues that are definitely worth monitoring. Thank you very much, Bob, for being with us today.
Thanks, Greg.
Bob Dane is Communications Director at the Federation for American Immigration Reform. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.